As Massachusetts transportation officials look to address traffic gridlock with major upgrades to the state's rail system, researchers at the think tank Mass Inc. are encouraging them to also review the cost of using those systems. A Mass Inc. report out this morning suggests that current fare systems make it difficult for low and moderate income families to access that form of public transportation. So joining us now via Skype is Mass Inc. Research Director Ben Forman. Good morning, Ben, and thanks for joining WBUR.
Good morning, Jax. Thanks for having me.
So we should note you're not suggesting that policymakers look at cutting all fares, but rather discounting fares for some people. What exactly would that entail?
Well, it's public transportation. We want to make sure everybody can afford to use it, especially if our focus is starting to improve public transportation to our urban centers, our gateway cities that have traditionally been places where people with low and moderate income have lived and found their way up the economic ladder in Massachusetts. Transportation is really important, as we know, to getting people to where jobs are today, especially as jobs cluster in congested cities where parking costs are high and they're really hard to reach by any other means. So we got to make sure that the public transportation that serves those cities is something that everybody can afford to take advantage of.
You mentioned the gateway cities, and you have pointed specifically to people in those smaller cities away from Boston, especially with modest incomes. And you say they, more than anyone else, need affordable transportation. Can you expound on that a little more?
We've put a lot of our affordable housing in those communities. And in particular, we put a lot of affordable housing in those cities and their downtowns right near where the stations are. Those tend to be low and moderate income communities overall, but especially in the downtown areas where there's lots of public housing and other income-restricted housing. So those people are in a great position to take advantage of public transportation. The train is often across the street from their home, but it's hard for those low-wage workers to afford the train.
How would you implement this system? Would this be a complicated system to put in place? Couldn't simply anyone just show up at a train station and just ask for a discounted ticket, whether they need it or not?
In the past, it was very hard to vary fares according to somebody's income because we didn't really know what it was, and it was complicated, and it took a lot of paperwork to verify income. But that's not the case any longer. Now we have databases that have people's income, and we know whether they're eligible for food assistance or subsidized health care. It doesn't take much effort at all to check that person against the database and see if they've already been qualified as eligible for public benefits and then just make them eligible for a lower fare.
Just to clarify, you mentioned that there are databases that we have to determine whether people are eligible for these kinds of programs. Are you saying that the state's transportation system, the MBTA, the commuter rail, has access to that kind of information? Or are you just talking generally the state government has that access to that?
Generally, it's possible. Other states are starting to use data in that way. It wouldn't be an expensive step to take.
We have heard about and we have reported on revenue struggles at the MBTA and for transportation in general here in Massachusetts. Is this a move that the state can afford to take?
People might not see it today. They may be standing on their trains coming in, but it's not impossible to add some more coaches. In fact, the governor's capital plan calls for purchasing additional commuter rail coaches. So if we do that and make low-income people have an option to pay some money to be able to ride commuter rail, we think it would actually probably bring in some net new revenue. It would come pretty close to even, especially when you consider the overall fiscal benefits to the state. Because if people are working more, they're paying more taxes, they're using less in other forms of public benefit. So overall, I think there's a strong likelihood the state will come out ahead.
That's Ben Forman, the research director for Mass Inc. Ben, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Jack.